Hey there. Welcome to The Biz with your host, Cleo. The show is brought to you by Colo Cation Hosting. And it's Wednesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at the new showtime. And our host tonight is Rob from Shimp. And let's get him on the phone.
Hi, it's Rob.
Hey, Rob. It's Cleo.
Cleo, hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm not bad. Hey, not bad. It's a bit early for me, but I got used to it. I got up a bit early, but that's okay. You know.
What time is it there?
It's noon.
Oh, okay. That's your noon is early for you. Okay.
Well, noon is early for me. I work pretty late every night. I usually work till about, four thirty. So I usually get up around 11-ish or so and grab something to eat. So I backed that up because of the show today. I just got up a tad early, but no big deal. I'll be all right. I'll probably have a little snooze after the show, you know.
We want you to have your sleep.
At my age, I could drop off anywhere, anytime, real quick. Yeah.
Cool. So how's everything these days with the TGP business?
It's not bad. I mean, you know, it's summer right now, so it's never busy in the summer. It's never been busy in the summer. I don't care what year it's been, you know. Once the kids get out of school and people start traveling a little bit and get away from their normal routine, and a lot of people take a couple of weeks off anyway, the submitters and that takes a bit of time off in the summer. So I'm looking forward to business picking up a little bit, you know, September-ish. It should.
Aren't we all? What time does school go back up there?
It should. Pardon me?
What time does school go back up where you are?
Oh, well, we go in Canada. We go back in right after Labor Day, so that'd be the first week of September.
Okay. Yeah, actually, Florida schools are already back.
Oh, yeah. So, I know when I was working, not working, but when I was visiting Georgia, I know the people I was visiting out there, their kids went back in August. So that was a few years ago. I assume that's the same in the Deep South. Eh? You know, yeah, no, we go back in September, and the kids get out here in school at the end of June, so I think a little bit later than they do down the States. So.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm hoping the kids get back in school, the weather gets nasty, everybody's stuck home with nothing to do. But
well, we didn't get much of a summer here where I live in the West Coast anyway. We didn't get much summer until August, and then it got reasonably warm. It never really did get real hot this year, so which is okay. But everything was late, you know, everything, the crops were late, just everything was behind schedule this year. But you guys, I hear they had quite a heat wave in some parts of the East and the Midwest and that, so.
Yeah, that was above us. Actually, we've had pretty much normal summer here in Florida.
But like you say, you know, September used to be the bellwether mark of business picking up after the alleged summer slowdown, so. You know, I know we always did a little bit better in September than we did in August, and I'm hoping that that holds true. You never know now, though. I mean, no months are really great anymore. I mean, that's for sure. You know?
No, but it definitely picks up for me in the winter.
Yeah. I mean, it only makes sense. You know, once the politicians got back to work, business picked up too. You know, because you know, I told somebody one time my business went down 15% after Clinton got kicked after Clinton left the office. You know, I think that was true. You know, I used to find when the politicians went back to work after the break that business picked up. When the teachers went back to work, business picked up, and their university students went back to school, business picked up. So you know, stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, I think the university students play a big role in buying stuff.
I do. Yeah, I do. I agree. I mean, let's face it. There's a lot of guys sitting home there. I mean, there's a lot of jocks. There's a lot of guys sitting in the dorms.
So, what's new with you?
Oh, what's new? Let's see. What's been going on? Nothing. I've been kind of amused over all the threads on the GFY on the decash stuff. That always amuses me to no end. All the connections, and it's like a plot, you know. It's like a massive soap opera, all the twists and turns, and who's involved and who's not involved, and who, which sites are owned by who, and what this guy did in the past, and who. Oh my God, I get such a kick out of it. I follow that pretty close, you know. It's pretty funny though. I got to tell you, this thing's been going on now for years. I mean, these, you know, this story goes back. God, I don't know. It must go back at least 5 years, you know, in various forms and shapes, and you know, all the players and who's who and who used to work for who, and it's just a can of worms, you know, and try to figure out exactly where any one of those people is in any one day, and exactly what they do, and exactly what sites they own, and what they manage, and you know, my God, it is amazing. You know, it's an amazing story. You know. I get quite a kick out of that. But as for me personally, I don't know. I've been Media Pimpin posted on the board the other day. He wants to talk about putting up some kind of a top list for blogs. So I'm gonna probably take the next couple of days and do that and have a look at it and see what the heck we can do on that. You know,
yeah,
so that'd be a little side project.
Yeah, that's top list for blogs might not be bad.
Well, you know. We haven't. I haven't done much new in the last little bit. I'm not. You know, obviously, I think most people know I've never even made a blog, so I'm probably the world's worst person to make a blog. But I sure as hell know how to make a top list. You know, so the question is for me is there something I can just bang off the shelf, or do we have to get a little creative with it, or get something off the shelf and then change it around a little bit? And even in what format it should be. So there's still some questions out there that I got to do a bit of detective work on. But, you know, that'll be good. Other than that, let's see. Still getting a fair few people still submitting galleries, which is good. I woke up this morning, had one guy take a six-month account again. So that's a renewal for 6 months. So he must be doing okay. So that's always good. You know, I'm still getting people... we give a bit of a break, a price break, if people book longer than a month at a time, and so that's always good. I like to see people, you know, commit to a long period of time on that, because I mean, it kind of tells me that they're reasonably satisfied with the amount of traffic they're getting and the amount of sales. So it's good. You know?
Your TGP does return a lot of traffic.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it does now. You know, there's so damn few of them left, and you know, mine does okay. Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, forget Alexa, forget all these other stupid accounts. I know when I put a gallery, my own gallery on my own site, I get pretty good traffic to it. You know, and I think most of the submitters get. You know, we up the ante a little bit. We let everybody do in that extra gallery a day now. You know, and that helps a little bit too. You know, so if you buy. You know, an account with two submits, I give you a free one, or you can do three a day. And I think that really helped a lot of people too. So, you know.
Yeah. The how have sales been for you? I mean, are they just
well? Miserable, let's see. I'm not really a good traditional affiliate, you know, in any way, because most of my stuff are my own sites. I send most of my traffic to my own sites, which
your
would be my
AVS stuff.
Yeah. So that most of my own traffic goes that now. In you know, in conjunction with that, and as an alternative to the you know, the pay per sale model or the affiliate model, I do a lot more stuff with like AEBN, you know, the theaters,
mm-hmm.
the pay per view. That's always been very, very good for me. We still do very, very well with AEBN. I'm a big fan of those guys. They've been consistently. I've been with them since 2001 or 2002, I think, after they first got that idea going there. And we've, you know, numerous theaters with. I have a theater even inside my one of my AVS sites that does very well. Kind of like an upsell from within the AVS to to AEBN pay per view, and so AEBN has done very, very well by me. I'm still a big, big fan of theirs. The dating stuff. You know, we still use a lot of white label dating stuff as well, cam sites, you know. That's fine. Those have been good. My affiliate business and whether I can support, like, you know, we take like a site that we used to do a lot of business with, like it goes back, you know, a lot, many years, like Blacks on Blondes, for example. I mean, you know, I used to, I, one of the very first sponsors I ever had, and they were really good, and they probably are still good, but we just, over the years, sales just dropped and slowly dropped on almost everything like that. And once the recession hit in 2008, even further dropped. So I just kind of totally scaled over, sort of away from the affiliate sales to my own stuff and to AEBN and to the CAM sites. And that's done fine. Also, too, you know, I sell ads on the site, too, for people. And I never really liked to support an affiliate because most of my gallery submitters cover most of the affiliates, right? They're submitting for these guys. So I never really like to interfere too much for them. I don't tell people who they can support and who they not support. That's really up to them. And I don't really, sites like, even though they're my good friends like Pick Hunter and that, they'll tell you, you know, you can't use Bang Bus galleries on Pick Hunter because those are our galleries, right? And that's fine. But I never really bother with that, you know. I don't really support any one affiliate really that well. So.
I know you mentioned this before, but who are you using for AVS?
Oh, I use NetVerifier.
Exclusively?
Exclusively. Well, yeah, I have. I did use a... when I first started, it goes back many years ago, I used CyberAge, Adult Check, and NetVerifier simultaneously. And in those days, you could have the same site and have three different entry pages. Crazy, I know. You know.
No, I used to do that myself.
Yeah. And for me, over the years, NetVerifier kind of proved themselves as slightly better than the other two. The other two are out of business now anyway, I think pretty much. I know AdultCheck is a... CyberAge had some issues, too. I don't know what the hell happened with them, but...
they started closing people's accounts.
That's right, that's it. They started closing people's accounts, and of course, I didn't really have anything current with them over the years. I switched everything over to NetVerifier, so... And I'm still with NetVerifier, and I still do okay there, but I mean... as I say, like everything, it's certainly not as good as it was in the glory days. But I mean, that's okay. It's still those guys are good. Good, you know, they've never missed a payment since 1998. I mean, I was doing AVS sites, I think, probably before I did TGP sites. I think I started Champ after I had my first. I did. I had AVS sites before the TGP sites. So, you know, in fact, that was the reason. It's funny. That's the reason I started at TGP, because I needed a steady source of traffic, right, to these sites, to my pay sites and my AVS sites. And I mean steady. I mean, every day I needed to see. And, you know, submitting even in those days was kind of hit and miss. You could be listed today and then maybe not listed tomorrow. And so I thought, you know, if I had my own site, I could have my own galleries on there every day. And so that's when I decided to build the TGP.
Where did the name Shimp come from?
Oh, I just was just an available name. You know, I looked around for a short name that was available. You know, even in '98, there weren't a lot of short domains that were cool. And I just looked around. And I started searching names, and you know, I tried to get something sort of similar to my last name, which was Smith, but that was all taken. And so I just kind of went up and down the thing, and that was open. And I thought, you know, that's a really cool name. You know, that's a different name. I mean, I knew the connection with the Three Stooges, but I mean, that didn't really have much to do with it. I checked it out. It wasn't registered. It wasn't trademarked. It wasn't anything like that. Eh? And I thought, well, you know, I'm gonna call my site the New Shemp, and see how that goes. And of course, people really liked that name, and it was kind of goofy. And in those days, it was kind of cool to have a handle that was a bit wacky, you know. And that was sort of that. But you know, I've had people tell me that was the best name of a TGP they ever heard. I've also had people tell me they thought it was absolutely freaking stupid. So I don't know.
Yeah, when I first read it, I thought it was Shrimp.
Yeah, Shrimp. Yeah, right. But anyway, yeah. So it was available. So I you know, it was back in the old days when. You know, I think, well, let me pay, you know, it's like $100 or $75 or whatever it was for that. And I thought, it's probably a pretty good investment. You know, if it doesn't work out, I could always blow it off to, you know, somebody else. But it turned out pretty good over the years. But, yeah, no, there's really no really ulterior motive than that, other than it was a really easy name to say. It was short. People could just type it in. You know, they didn't have to do much of a search on it. You know, it would just bang, bang, bang. You know, I was at Shemp today. See what Shemp had listed. You know, that was easy, you know. And that's how I looked at it. Real basic. Keep it simple, you know. That was my motto in those days.
Okay.
Still is, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you still use some like really old script on your TGP, don't you?
My script? Yeah, I use the same script I've been using since. Well, it's funny. I promised I wouldn't talk about being sick, but I have to. This sort of touches with it. Back in 19, the first TGPs had no scripts, right? Nothing, zero. You just hard coded it. So I hard coded my script there, my TGP every day. And I took submits through email and through some other stupid program that they had, and then I'd have to convert them and I'd have to retype them, and it was a pain in the ass to copy and paste, and we put the page together. That's the way it was. There was really nothing really really good. So this was in the early days. So after about 6 or 8 months of this nonsense, I got a call from Al Foray, and Al had hired a programmer, and we had to build a custom. He was building a custom script, and he said, "Do you want in?" And I said, "Well, yeah. Anything that's going to make my life easier than going over, 300 or 400 submits every day and having to copy and paste them and put a page." He said, "Yeah, yeah." I said, "Don't worry, this will take care of all that." So then he called Snake, and Snake and I and Al Foray went in on this script. And I think Snake was still using it as of last year. But anyway, so we had a custom script built, and it was around $5,000 for the, and we split it, and we each used the same script, only and it was good. It was very good for the time. It had site speed, it had gallery load speed on it, and it had all sorts of cheating things on it. And it was very very advanced, because it was custom. It was very good. Oh, that was great, and I put it on, and it worked like a charm. And then, of course, bang, I got sick. Boom, no more. I couldn't function. I was away. So I had to get somebody to look after my sites. And the guys that looked after my sites were the guys that I knew pretty well. The guys that did my traffic trade script, which was X3. I asked them if they could update my site. Well, they also had a TGP management script, X3, which was a very good script in those days. Unfortunately, it wasn't compatible with the script that we had just paid for, right? So I said, and I really needed somebody. I mean, we were doing really well. I really needed somebody to do the work for me, because I was losing money for every day I wasn't working. So they said, "Yeah, but we'll do that for you. But the proviso is we want it for us, because we're going to do this. We'll take that script of yours out and put our script in." So they took the custom script out, put in the X3 dated and changed and added to and amended, and it's nothing like the original, but it's still basically the based on that same script that we did in 2000.
You do slight skim on your stuff, don't you?
Skim on the archives.
On the archives. Yeah. What are you using for the skim?
Varies between 8% and 12%. Today's at 11. So I change it daily just to see what I need to do. Sometimes I boost it up a little more in the weekend or drop it down. But so 11% today in the this will be the category page, the archives. Now, the first 6 links on the archives, like the columns, will have no skim. There's zero skim. So when you go to an archive page, say you go to Babe's page, the first 6 links on that today, you go right to the gallery every time. Then after that, I put in 11%, which will go to a trade today. And that's been as low as 4 over the years, and it's been as high as 16, depending on the conditions and how much traffic I need that day. And but generally, the last 6 months or so, it's been between 10% and 12%. Now, we don't skim at all off the main links page. This is your daily page, the one at all, zero. There's no skim on that. I think I flirted with it a little bit, maybe 7-8 years ago, with a slight skim on it. But didn't really get much of a feedback. I don't like skim anyway. I'd rather not, I sort of wish I'd never done it, on the archives. But once you're in it, it's hard to get out of it. The bottom line is the page that gets the most of the traffic is the main links page. Mm-hmm. That by far gets like 85% of my traffic every day. There's zero skim on that. So the reason I sort of keep the skim on the archives too is because you gotta go back and check old links every now and again and see what's changed, and there's really not a lot of payback to it other than for the surfer and the submitter. So I need a little bit of a payback on that, and I do that with a skim to do the trades, just to kind of keep traffic, you know, at a more even consistent deal. I think you'll notice too, your traffic from my site's pretty much the same, right? It doesn't really go up and down.
No, it's pretty steady.
It's pretty steady, yeah. I've had people tell me it's one of the more steady sites out there, that's some of it. That skim kind of fills in the gap, because traffic in generally for my site is generally quite heavy on Monday, Tuesday. It starts to taper Wednesday, and it slowly tapers, and of course by the weekend it drops a little bit, and then it builds again starting Monday, and then back up again. And it's always been in that cycle. So with that little bit of skimming and giving a little bit to trades and getting trade the traffic back in a little bit, it kind of evens that out a little bit. So it's not bad. I'm pretty happy with it. I don't think, even though I'm not a big fan of skimming anywhere, I'm kind of a hybrid site. I do a little bit on that. I mean, I guess if I'd have started a year or two earlier, you know, like the Hun, maybe I wouldn't have had to do that. But, there's very few of those types around that don't do any CM at all. I mean, there's only a handful, and, not that many.
It actually amazes me the traffic the Hun still has.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. I had a gallery on there, about 3 weeks ago, and I had pretty good traffic. I mean, I probably pulled in, I don't know, I think it was probably 30,000 maybe. It was pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lists me pretty regularly. I mean, the traffic from it's nice.
Yeah, I get up. I don't submit to very often to him because I just don't. You know, it's not part of my regular routine. But every now and again, I slip one in there. And Patrick's a pretty good guy. You know, I know he's got some people. It's funny. You know, the guy's been a really damn good webmaster for for 12, 13 years now. And all you ever hear about the Hun, I mean, when he first started, he backdoored sites and he was using borrowed content. Well, who the fuck cares? I mean, seriously, back in 1995 or 96, I mean, there wasn't really a lot of bot content around, you know. I mean, I think he's proven himself over the years to be a pretty decent guy over the long haul, you know.
Yeah, actually, I like his new submit system he has. He changed it a few months ago.
It's good. You know, he's got a... Him and the fellow that works there review, they're good guys. I mean, I sent an email to the Hun, I guess maybe 6 or 7 weeks ago, about the XXX domains, and we had a little chat back and forth, and he was right on it. I mean, seriously, I mean, I thought I was pretty impressed. I haven't talked to him in a long time, and he was, he answered my email within an hour or two, and had a little bit of a chat there. I haven't talked to him in a long time, but he's still. He's still solid. He's still got a ton of freaking traffic out there, the thing about the Hun site too, you know, and he never. I mean, when you have a TGP, the difference between a TGP and a tube. When you have a tube site, all the content is on your domain, right? Because when you have a TGP, it's not. You just link to other sites. So right away, you're going to be at a disadvantage of how the traffic stats work. It's not going to look like you have as much traffic because you're sending people to other domains. You don't host the content on your site, right? Whereas the tubes, they host it on their site. So it looks like they have a fan-fucking amount of traffic, fantastic amount of traffic on there, right? But really, yeah, well, they are because they're copying all the content onto their own domain. And, yeah, that domain looks pretty big with all that content on there and all those hits to it. You know, people are hot-linking right off their site. Well, with TGP, you don't do that. We don't host the content. So there's a difference. There's an advantage to those guys if you read the stats. So, anyway, back in the old days, when the Hun was getting 4, 5, 6 million uniques a day, I'm telling you, he was sending a lot of traffic to other people's sites, and it was huge. It was. I mean, I know what we were sending when we were doing, 500,000-600,000 a day. And I mean, you multiply that by 7 or 8, 9 times. I mean, my God, that's a big. That was a big operation in the old days for Mr. Hun, you know. And he did it without a traffic trade. He wasn't trading traffic, right? He didn't have. He just still doesn't have a traffic trade, as far as I know. Last time I saw it a week ago, he's still not trading traffic. He doesn't have any links to anybody's sites. He doesn't need it. He's never needed it.
Well, that's what amazes me about it. I mean, he has...
Yeah?
I guess because he just started out so early, I don't know.
Oh, he's got... he's got that... You know, he didn't even have his own dedicated server when he first started. I believe he was... You know, he was... yeah, That came later, but he was huge. You know, it was amazing how fast that he really got popular. But of course, see, back in 97, 98, 99, if you had 300,000 or 400,000 uniques a day, you were a damn big site. That was a big, big freaking site. He was probably one, or I think him and Al Foray in 98 were probably pushing 300,000 or 400,000 uniques a day. And that was considered then absolutely massive. Then over the years, those guys built that up into the millions of hits, you know. And man, I remember when I first started, I was getting my, this is the truth. I looked at the numbers, and I think the Hun was getting 350,000 a day uniques, and I put my site up, and I think my first day I had 300 or 400, and I thought, okay, that's good, I'm catching them. And then finally, I really grew like crazy. I was getting about 100,000 a day, and he was getting, he went about 400,000 a day, so now he was about 25% as big as the Hun. I thought, oh, this is really getting good. And then, but I never got any closer than that. After that, he took off. Him and Al and WorldSex really freaking took off. They were, all of a sudden, right out of the blue, they went from 400,000 to 300,000 hits a day. They were into the millions. I mean, literally into, you know, between 1 and 5 million uniques. And it was pretty impressive. I don't know how the hell they did it. I don't know what spurred that had to happen with the Hun particularly, because he just took off like a freaking rocket. And I don't know whether it was that real short name, people just word of mouth, whether the fact that he never skimmed the gallery or never traffic traded, had a real clean site with, you know, didn't screw anybody over, didn't have any pop-ups or anything else. I mean, a lot of us were trying to have as clean a site as possible, but he just took right off, just crazy, and just went nuts. So, you know, it was good.
And he's still doing well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is. He's still doing very well. Most of the other sites have dropped off dramatically, you know. But he's dropped off too. But he still gets a pile of traffic. I mean, I'm jealous how much traffic the guy gets. It's good. But you know, he's made a career out of it, right? I mean, he's the Hun, and there's only one of those around. You know, more power to him. He's branded himself very well. I mean, he's very smart as far as that goes. He was selling T-shirts off his site back when I first started. He branded himself extremely well. He had a good guy selling advertising, you know, advertising space for him there, CyberCat Inc. And he didn't need to bullshit. He didn't need to brag. He didn't need to buy everybody a drink at a show. And he just was the Hun. And
have you met him?
I've never met him. I've talked to him on the phone quite a few times. Never met him. The time that I could have met him, I didn't go to the shows, and then when I did go, when he was at a show, I missed him, and of course, I don't even have a passport anymore, so I could never, I can't get into the freaking country anymore, so, which is all right, because I really not supposed to travel that far anymore anyway, but no, I've never met him. I've talked to him on the phone numerous times, emails many times, but yeah, never met him face to face.
Yeah, I know he shops, when he comes down here, sometimes he shops at the mall that far from my house.
He's a good guy. I mean, he's a musician, he's a rock and roller, he's,
I didn't know he was a musician.
Oh, yeah, he's in a rock band.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, Soul's Review, the guy that works for him, the guy that reviews your gallery, yeah, he's in there, too. Yeah, he's got a good band, and they play and over in New York. Oh, man, he's a sponsor of a football, the soccer team over there. He spends his money on cool stuff. You know, I'll give him credit for that. But yeah, no, he was a. You know, when I first started, I looked in TGP. I thought, you know, these guys are doing okay. They're really popular. They're getting a lot of traffic now. I got to emulate somebody. I'm gonna pick for a bunch of sites to emulate. I'm gonna try and be like these guys. And the Hun was on that list. And interestingly enough, so was Tommy, even though Tommy kind of had a link list then. And Greeny had a link list too. I thought, you know, I want to be like these guys. All right, this is where I want to aspire to. This was my goal. And you got to have a goal. I said, I want to be like Tommy. I want to be like Green Guy. I want to be like the Hun. I want to be like AL4A. All right, I want to be like Snake's World. I want to have a one-page freaking site, or basically like a one domain. Like people were saying then, you know, you had to build... 1,000 sites, 1,000 different domains, 1,000 pages, and if you made 10 cents a day or a dollar a day on each one, just repeat that by 10,000, you'll be rich. And I thought, this sounds like a lot of work. You know, I don't think I like that. This sounds retarded. You know, I don't like that business model at all. I said I want to build one site and have a lot of people coming to it, and then I can sell advertising on it, and then I can have my own stuff listed on it, make lots of traffic. Sounds so simple, right? And so that's what I wanted to do. And so I looked around, and of course, you know, I surfed a fair bit before I actually started. And I was submitting galleries because, like I said, I had my AVS sites up, trying to get traffic to them, and I'd submit. It's funny too. The reason I started a TGP was because I dealt with the link list a little bit. I had a site called Dink's Links, believe it or not. It was my very first site, Dink's Links. And I was trying to, because link lists were very, very popular. I thought I'm going to have a link list. Then I figured out, I figured out how much fucking work it was, right? I thought, holy Christ, this is a pile of freaking work here, you know? You know, doing everything by hand, and I thought, Then when I saw the TGP galleries, and I could submit one today and get it listed tomorrow, I thought, okay, I got instant traffic here, you know? Oh, this is going to be good. The link lists were already updating in those days, like once or twice a week, right? And the TGPs are updating daily. I thought, you know, these are one pagers. I can whip these off pretty quick. So I'm gonna try this. And then of course I started submitting to a couple of TGPs, like the Hun, and like Snake, and like Al4A. And I thought, oh yeah, this is. Took a while, but we did okay. You know, Shemp's always been a good site, and it was. I think I did pretty good. I certainly got to the middle or higher than the middle of the pack. Yeah, I never got to be the Hun. Big deal. WorldSec, AL4A, they were always considered the top five or six sites. But, you know, I did get to be as big as Snakes World or Porno.com or some of those other guys that were pretty damn big sites in those days. So yeah, it was okay.
So, any plans for the rest of the year?
You know, my plans are kind of funny that I was looking back, you know, on how many people that I've known that have left the business. And this isn't really related to that, but I was thinking, I got to track some of these people down in my spare time. I looked at my, you know, I don't use ICQ anymore, but I have an old computer that I fired up the other day, and I saw my ICQ list. And the number of people that are gone from this business is absolutely astronomical.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is astronomical. Even people that have worked for me, you know, that I knew as personal friends and great. I mean, I'm sure, you know, I used to have a whole staff of people back in the old days, and we were exceptionally busy, and we were expanding, and we had the AVS sites rocking, and, you know, I had Nina and Rick and Michelle and Jamden and Crazy Naked Chick. I even had Ellie from AFF work with me for a while. And we had a really good freaking crew, you know, and they've all gone their own way. A couple of them are still in the business, but, you know, most of them have left the business. And I'm thinking, okay, that was just me. How many people that worked for me are gone? Now you multiply that by how many people did I know with other companies that are gone? And I think just literally gone. So that's one thing I'm going to do is try to track down some old friends and try to get some contact names and... figure out what the heck's happened to people. Kind of keep an eye on people because it's so weird, you know. I mean, I'm still here. I haven't really changed that much other than I've scaled back a little bit. And part of that's not so much business, it's just my age. I thought, you know, you can only work so many hours in the day when you get over 60. So that's one thing I'm doing. Another thing I'm going to do, and I'm going to announce it today, I'll put it on your radio show, and anybody that's listening or anybody in the archives, if you want to try gallery submitting, and I do this all the time, but I've never really officially announced it. If somebody wants to try submitting a gallery and they're not sure what to do and they don't want to put the money out up front, I just want them to email me a couple of galleries, right? A couple of TGP style galleries or a couple of blog style galleries. Just email them to me, or they can catch me at Medium Pimpin' if they're a member there through the PM system, or if they're not, just send me rob@shemp.com, right? Email me a couple of your galleries. I'm not going to set up an account for you. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to list them for you for free. And if you like them, then you'll get some data. If you like the feedback, if you like the amount of traffic, if you think it's worthwhile, then you'll know in advance. I'm actually giving people a couple of submits just to try the system. We used to do it all the time. I don't know why we don't do it anymore, but You know, it's kind of like a like a free test. Anybody wants to submit a gallery to me, go ahead and do it. And you know what? It's absolutely drop dead easy. Yeah, just tell, you know, the people can, the webmasters can go to their favorite program, pull a couple of galleries off there. I don't even care if it's got a Shemper SIP on it. Just use a sponsor, host the gallery. Send me a couple of URLs. Two is good. That usually gives me a pretty good idea. And I'll list it within the next few days for them for free.
That's quite an offer.
It is an offer. And just do it, because I've got some space to fill the bottoms of the page. You're not going to get, let's be honest, you're not going to get the top 10 spots, but you're going to be on the page. It'll go in the archives. Just make sure it's a gallery that doesn't link to some, you know, hellhole of pop-ups and, you know, redirects. And I'll be happy to list it for people. Give everybody a chance, because and that also includes people that used to submit that don't submit anymore. I want to try it again. They're afraid to try it. They're afraid to come up with $40 a month because they may not be able to buy dinner or something. You know, just send me a couple for free and see if you think you can get your money back on it. Or, you know, so that's a fair offer. I'm gonna post it on the board officially in the next couple of days. But we'll run with it from the show forward, you know, and see what happens. No, I can't do it forever, but obviously for the next couple of weeks, I'm definitely going to do that.
So, well, you should, you know? Take lots of stuff from Dcash.
yeah, no kidding. Well, you know, there's so much going on behind the scenes. My God, you know, I used to try and keep up with this stuff when I was, you know, when I was young and foolish and really get involved in some of the industry gossip. Then I found it was a lot better just to let it go. You know, because I used to get so frustrated with it because, you know, what's wrong. I've got a reasonably good business background. I see some of the stuff that these people are doing, and I'm thinking, you know, this is really, some of the stuff is absolutely on the edge of grand larceny. And I'm not mentioning any names, but I mean, there's a lot of real shit going on, and it's not good. So, you know, it is, I kind of separated myself from the drama on all this, and as much as I would like to see everybody, you know, clean and easy and you know, honest as hell. You know, real business isn't that way, and I suspect the adult internet in a lot of areas. But you know, just everybody's always, there's a lot of people that are that really. How can I say this? You can make money here the easy way, and you can make money the hard way, and you can make money the dishonest way, and you can make it the honest way. And you kind of, most of us kind of get in that niche where, okay, yeah, I don't want to rip anybody off. I don't want to bang anybody's card or hurt anybody, or, you know, I mean, I wouldn't like it done to me. I wouldn't want to do it to other people, but other people aren't quite so, they don't see it that way. You think, I have an opportunity here to make a shitload of cash, you know, and I'm going to go for it. And I really don't give a shit, because as long as I get away with it, I don't care. And that's a mentality, and it's tough to deal with that, you know.
And I stay out of the board drama, I mean, but I also don't send any traffic to Dcash stuff, so it doesn't influence me.
You know, and there's been a lot of sites. I mean, we're picking on these guys right now because they're the hot topic. But you go down the list. I mean, there's been a lot of guys that have been a little shady or a lot shady going on here. I mean, you know, look at the dialer shit that we used to put up with, and
all the shaving that used to,
yeah, exactly, and the shaving we used to put up with, and that one site that. Porn is bad site, or PibCash, or the fuck it was, where they didn't shave people, but they trimmed them. You know, I wasn't shaved, but I was trimmed. They set my trim to 50%, right? I'm going, yeah, okay, you know. This is what kills me all the time. You know, I remember these guys, right? And I had them. We used to have a show in Vancouver every year, and I went to the show, and they had a couple of reps there, and yeah, I was an affiliate of theirs, and they were glad handing me and buying me lunch and smiling on one side. In the meantime, you know, half my sales are going in the owner's back pocket. You know, I'm going, holy, I was quite shocked about that. You know, I wow, if you do that to the chef, you do that to anybody. You know, oh God. But yeah, there's been a lot of bad crap going on. You know, processors failing, money disappearing, and you know, it's just, I don't know, it's too bad, really, but, you know, human nature takes over, opportunity. You know, you got all that money in front of you, and a lot of people, the opportunity to grab other people's money is there, and they often take that opportunity. You know, they really do. And then you get the other group, the people that the sites are failing, right? For whatever reason, their model doesn't work anymore. Business is bad, credit, billing issues, whatever. And they see business starting to go down, and they can't seem to recover. Then they start to get a little. The fingers start to work and start pulling, the shave goes up, they run off with people's money. There's a whole lot of, people do stupid stuff they wouldn't normally do, but when the economy gets bad and they got to put food on the table, or they got to make some money, or they got to make a payment or something, they do things they wouldn't normally do. I've seen it in real business too. When you get an executive, you'll get an executive or a white collar guy will start dipping, because he's either got gambling debts, he's got divorce issues, usually it's financial, it's something he's done, he can't pay his payments, he doesn't want to lose his house, so, you'll see some inventory missing, or he'll concoct some kind of a scheme to kind of screw the employer over, and not every person you hire is going to be good, and not every person you work with is going to be honest, and, as long as you realize that and kind of go into stuff with eyes open, I think it's okay, but a lot of people take, a lot of people, it's funny, how many people take, internet people at face value, even though they've never met them, never spoken to them, just take it at face value that everybody's going to be 100% honest, and they're not,
No, it is human nature.
Well, it is. It's true. It's true. It's, in the old days, we used to let people submit galleries, and we used to give free accounts, and I didn't really keep too close an eye on it. Some of my best friends are the biggest fucking gallery cheaters I've ever seen. I'm not kidding you. They say Russian cheaters are bad. I'm telling you, nobody can touch a Canadian gallery cheater. These guys were there. There's a whole group of them, and they went on to bigger and better things. But there was a whole group of guys there that they'd have 12 different accounts, different emails, different addresses. I used to allow two or three hits a day. One guy was sending me 30 galleries under different names, and the guy I knew, guy I had lunch with many times. Good, considered him a pretty good friend. He didn't care. What the hell? It went through the system. What's the big deal? With my gallery to anybody else's? Who cares? So, when you do that, there's only so much room on the page. He said, you're putting all these and you're bumping somebody else up. Oh, big deal. That's business, So people have a different viewpoint of things, but, I don't know. I learned a long time ago, it's hard to be the internet sheriff, and there are guys that try to do that, right?
Right.
Try to be the internet police, and there's a couple on GFY that like to bring to everybody's attention every wrong that's ever been done, and they seem to get great some kind of personal satisfaction of posting the wrongs of other companies, and just not letting stuff go, and just over and over and over again, I think that's fine. I think they do it, whether they like to see their name in print or whatever. But, bottom line is you're not the internet police. Things will evolve as they evolve, no matter what you say about it. And they always say, well, we got to let other people know. And that's fine. I think sometimes, though, it's like flogging a dead horse. If you really think that a couple of posts on GFY are going to change, on any board, for that matter, are going to change the way some of these guys change their business practices. Not going to happen. The only thing that'll happen, that will go so far, and the FTC will get involved, or Interpol will get involved, or cops will get involved. That's what changes people. But as for me personally, I think I'm going to pop up one more site this fall. I'm going to. I came across some really good vintage content from a private source a couple of weeks ago. And I'm going to probably put out one more vintage site because these pictures have never been... The pictures of my vintage site are not nobody else's vintage sites. I've got exclusive content of vintage that nobody else has.
Okay.
And because there's so much the same now. In the late 90s, there was only three or four vintage sites on the internet, and I had one of them, and it was very good. And I still have that site, but the pictures on that are not on anybody else's site. But at least 95% of them, right? They're exclusive to me. And what we used to do, we used to go around looking for stuff that people had put, photographers that had taken it, were never really released or were never made available, were never put on disc or anything like that. And I've, over the years, I've got quite a collection of it, so I'm gonna try and maybe if I get a burst of energy sometime in September, probably put up one more AVS site this year. And I've also flirted with the idea of making, trying a pay site, but I've got billing issues. I never know who to bill with anymore. You know.
I know you don't have much love for CC Bill.
Well, I don't, and only because I didn't ever really like their interface, and also too, when I was in Canada, they wouldn't bill for anybody in Canada. So I don't know if that's changed or not. I've never really checked into it, but they would bill if you were in the if you lived in the States, you could set up billing. If you were in Europe, it'd sell up billing for CC Bill Euro. But in Canada, we were screwed. We couldn't really use them. So we used to basically that meant we used to have to go down, open some kind of a business account in the U.S. and some kind of a shell account or something in Vegas, and try to work that out. But
that's odd. You know,
it was stupid. I think the Canadian banks had something to do with it too, because they're very very they just don't like that part of the business at all. So. But anyway, yeah. So maybe that's changed over the years. I don't really know. But I mean, I'm so set in that AVS model. I've done so well with it over the years. It's a pretty easy decision for me to put up another site. But you know, and these other processors too. I mean, there's a lot of different processors around. I just don't have a lot of confidence. I mean, anybody say this site, is it Zambayo or Zambayo or whatever it is?
Oh yeah.
You ever hear this? I hear good things about them. I don't hear so good things about them. So I really don't know. You know, there's so many of the smaller processors, or you know, they can go down at any time. Whereas at least with CC Bill or what do they call Paycon now? Epoch.
Epoch.
Yeah, I mean those guys, at least they're around and are pretty pretty stable, I think. You know,
Epoch's interface makes CC Bills look like fantastic.
Yeah.
It's
I used to be a big fan of theirs. That's where I did a lot of my billing when I was doing affiliate stuff. I used to do that, but I mean, you know, now with everything's changed so much, I'd have to really give that some thought. But yeah, so that's probably my plan as far as that goes. The other option is just to keep working Shemp into the ground and keep getting more new submits and more galleries. I mean, we're always looking for good gallery submitters. You know, always looking for a variety of galleries and I still got to keep that going, because that still is a reasonable cash cow, even though it's not the cash cow it used to be. It's still a very profitable site, so keep that going. We still update that every day. You know, I haven't missed an update on that site since September. When did I get back from being sick? It's October of 2001.
Wow.
I haven't missed an update on that site since October of 2001, and that's 7 days a week, and that's pretty remarkable. So. Yeah, every day we get something new on there. That's always been our target to update that on a daily basis. We've maintained that pretty well. Some days the update's bigger than others, but we always try to get at least 50 or 75 new galleries on it every day of the week. So,
I got horribly behind just going away for 3 days. So.
Well, yeah, you've got to, even when I go away, I always try to make sure I get at least that 1 hour a day where I can, just fire something new on there, because it's almost like a passion with me just to try to get new stuff on that. And I know really some days you wonder if updating late Saturday night makes a difference. It probably doesn't, but I could probably take Saturday night off or something, but I don't know. It's a habit I got into, and at 9 o'clock at night, everything comes to a stop, and I try to get an hour off. If I'm out or something at nine, well, I'll do it when I get in later that evening. But generally my update time's at between 9 and 11 at night Pacific time, and then by doing that, I'm able to submit galleries the next day, right? Or list galleries the next day. So if you submit a gallery on Monday, it's listed on Tuesday's page. And I've been able to maintain that now for years, and I really like doing that because it's good for the submitters to know when their stuff's listed. And then also too, we do what we call the repeats. I generally will relist a gallery. I don't guarantee it because it depends how many submits we get. But 31 days after you submit a gallery, I'll try to list the top submitters again at the bottom of a page, just to fill the tables out. about 31 days after the original listing. And so that's why sometimes people say, gee, I only submitted 3 galleries today, but I've got 4 on the page. Well, the 4th will be one from about a month, and a little bit earlier, and it'll be down to the bottom of the page. I found that better than using sponsor-hosted galleries. You know, we used to fill, you know, I got the 4 columns on the page. Now, not every day you're going to have the same number of galleries on each page because, you know, the submitters determine how many galleries get listed. So, in other words, the first column will have maybe 5 or 6 short of a full column. The next column will have a full column. The next one will have, you know, maybe 20 short. So we'll have to fill that up because you want the page to look nice and neat. So what we do, we go back just over a month and pull some galleries from then and put them on. And that's always worked well, you know.
No.
But it's been a good ride for me, though, you know. I mean, I got to say, when I first went into this business, I came out of engineering, and I was, I didn't really know. I thought, you know, damn, I'm giving up a pretty good job here. You know, I was making $125 a year as a decent engineer, minimum, plus a nice expense account. And I thought, you know, I got to do something different because I really want to be around my family more. And I don't know if this porn thing's going to work or not, you know. It really turned out good for me. I mean, it could have gone south. I mean, it could have been terrible, and I could have, it could have been a disaster. But, the first 3 months weren't very good. I got to say that. So, you know, anybody out there, keep at it for a while. Don't give up real quick, because it did take a while to figure this out, you know. It just doesn't happen overnight. It's not something you, particularly coming in from a business, you know, which is very, very, very different, you know. It was... I didn't know how to code, and I didn't know HTML, and I, you know, so there's a whole lot of things to learn, you know, and, you know, I used to make my own banners, my own buttons, and holy crap, there was a lot to learn at first, you know, and I had no formal, you know, no formal education in anything to do with coding or anything, with HTML or coding or anything, or scripts or anything like that. No, that's right, we just kind of, maybe that's the best way to learn, is just to get in there and start, you know, And so, the first 3 months, I thought, you know, man, I don't know, man, the return isn't very good. And then it started to pick up. And, you know, you get more sites out there, and, you know, you learn a little bit. But, you know, we didn't really use much SEO in those days because it really wasn't needed. You know, Google was just in its infancy then. You know, Yahoo was the big one in those days, AltaVista and Yahoo. So you could get listed on those in a heartbeat on AltaVista. That was almost instant. Google was just getting underway, and, you know, it took a while for them to get, you know, to really rip, but SEO wasn't really a big deal. You know, we do meta tags and all that shit, but that was about it. You know, we didn't really pay much attention to it. Didn't really need to. The surfers were, in those days, the surfers were looking for anything that was adult related. So I mean, it was crazy. <Yeah. laughs> It didn't take long to build up a site then. You know.
No, that's why the money was so good. I mean, you could just put up any old piece of crap.
No kidding. I mean, you know. Yeah, I mean, Jesus, it just, you know, I look back at what I used to get for a banner, you know, my God, it was unbelievable, you know, somebody won a banner on my site. I mean, what, you know, and I never even advertised then. This is hilarious. You know, I used to, you know, we all used to have the sex tracker, a little button on our site.
Oh, yeah, I remember,
you know,
sex tracker.
The counter? Yeah. Yeah, the counter. Everybody had the sex tracker counter on there. And, of course, you know, companies would go to Sex Tracker and see who the biggest sites were, right? Because it gave your volume and your number of hits. Well, you know, I had my Who Is, of course, you know, done with my email on there. And, you know, as my site starts to grow a little bit, once I got in the top 20 or so, Jesus, people were literally, I'm not joking, they were literally banging my door, you know, phone ringing, and we want to get banners on that site. We want to get links on that, on your site. And I wasn't even advertising. I didn't even have an advertising page. And they said, you know, how much for this? How much for that? How much for a rotating banner? How much for a static banner? And I'm going, so I had to sit down and do some quick work. But I mean, yeah, it was funny. They would find you, you know. You didn't even have to go look for an advertiser. And it was pretty cool, I got to say. Yeah. I remember one particularly, it was Webroot, a company that just sold software. They sold eraser software and spyware software. It was a mainstream company. Mm-hmm. And they approached me. They'd see they were already had a banner on the Hunt, and they approached me, and I think it was Christmas of '98. I'd only been online for about 6 weeks, and you know, And the fellow said, "We'd like to get a banner on your site." And I said, "Okay, we can do that." And I said, "Yeah, it's we sell software and spyware and virus software and washer software. We to clean the crap off your computer." And I said, "Yeah." So I gave him a price. I think we worked out a deal. I think it was $2,200 a month, which was good for him and good for me. And that lasted, no lie, from the Christmas of 1998, and they went public. Somebody bought the company on it and put it and went public, I think, in 2004. So what do we have? 6 years of a banner on our front, on our main page, at that same rate for 6 years, until they no longer. I got an email from them. They said because they went public, they were on the stock market or something, or the company that bought them out didn't like being listed on adult sites, so they were going to have to cancel the ad. And now you can find their stuff in Costco and Staples and everything else directly. But yeah, but it was pretty fucking, it was a pretty damn good contract. So thank you, Webroot. Yeah, yeah. 6 years of one site, you know, just, and we had three or four like that, paid in advance every month. It was a golden years. It was a gravy train for all of us, you know, and we would send, you know, I don't know how much money they made off that. I assume they did okay, because they never really tried to change the rate or quite happy with it. So, yeah, and we had quite a few of those over the years, you know, just real solid pay upfront advertisers, you know, prepaid ads. There's nothing like a prepaid ad, you know. I don't have to worry about anything with a prepaid ad. That's the best thing.
Prepaid's nice. That's definitely
prepaid's
nice.
Good. It really is, and you know they're rare. They're rare. I did live Jasmine for a long time too, and they're good. But they took the summer off because I guess you know business was a little quiet this summer. But they've been with me a long time too, and another as far as you know as far as prepaying. I really like prepaid ads. I'll give a company a really good deal for a prepaid ad because I just don't like the haggling, the thinking I'm getting shaved, the whatever, you know, checking stats bullshit. I'll give them a break on a prepaid ad because I like that cash flow. I like steady, consistent cash flow, you know, and
steady, consistent cash flow is nice.
Well, it is. You know, you can plan your life around that, right? You know, I signed a contract with somebody for, I've had numerous contracts over the years with people, like for years, like for a year at a time. I like a year, 6 months to a year commitment. You know, you can plan on that, you know, you can do stuff on that. You know, I can buy stuff, I can invest, you know, I know what's going to go on for the next while. This is the way it kind of is now, you know, and I've only got one or two prepaid ads now, I think, you know, on the whole site. But yeah, the way it is now, it's up and down. I'm at the mercy of the market. It's kind of like the stock market. You know, I hate that. Consistency is good. You know, and that's you know highly recommended. If you get the traffic to do it, man, and you're in control, you know that's where the tubes have it now because they've taken over that market now. They can actually go because I don't care what kind of traffic they get. The quality is secondary to the amount when you're getting those numbers. So they can actually go to a cam site and say, "Look, you want your banner on here? It's $12,000 a month, you know, and it'll be on there every day, 24/7. You just guarantee, you know, and you're going to get so many sets of eyes on that banner. And what they do with it, what you do with that traffic, that's fine. They're going to be looking at your banner, and you know, it's up to you what you do with it. I really don't care. And that's how they look at it, and you know." It's if you got those kind of numbers, you can command that kind of cash, no question, you know.
Okay. Well, listen, so we're about running out of time.
Oh, is it? Geez, that hour went quick again.
That went quick.
We didn't even mention. We didn't even talk about our health issues. That's good.
No, no, yeah. I've got jellyfish things all over my ass, but.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Where'd you go? You go snorkeling or scuba diving or something?
I went snorkeling down the Keys, and we were being invaded by moon jellyfish. And I got stings all over me, but I actually managed to sit on one. That's the worst
Holy
thing.
Holy Christ. Oh, you know, see, I've never done that. That sounds good. Yeah.
It's fun. We were snorkeling again yesterday. We bought these rash guards so that they can't sting us no more.
No, are you near the hurricane zone there?
Oh yeah, I'm in Fort Lauderdale Beach. The hurricane just turned,
God.
but yeah, we were getting ready to get storm supplies and everything.
Yeah, I heard there's a typical. Well, of course, it's that time of the year again. You know, they're starting to pick up. Yeah, man, I tell you. Well, I feel for you guys. I know Kevin MP there. You know, he used to be down there. I remember one time I saw he had this beautiful house. I saw a picture of his house one time. He had this beautiful house in a nice gated subdivision down there. And all I could see was plywood on the windows. You know.
Yeah, I've got the storm shutters, the generator,
yeah,
all shutter. Set.
Yeah, no, it's Jesus. Yeah, well, it's tough. I've only been in my whole life. I've only been in one bad windstorm. We had a typhoon blow through here back in the early '60s, and I never seen it like it in my life. It was terrifying. I don't know how you people live with that. You know, my God.
Well, just part of the pleasures of living in paradise down here.
Well, that's true. Most of the time, it's pretty damn nice. But you know, you get this. I guess there's always something, right? Yeah.
It is. Anyway, listen, Bob, it was great talking to you.
Yeah, good talking to you. Keep submitting. Anybody else? Remember, any people here want to submit a couple of free galleries? Rob@shemp.com. Send them by email, and I'll get them listed in a couple of days.
That's a great offer. Take advantage of it.
Okay.
Okay. Take care, Rob.
Bye.
Well, that concludes our show. I thank you all for coming, and all the ones that listen to the archives, I thank you all for listening to those, and be back next week. Bye now.